Hello and welcome to Fostering Faith. Today on episode 10, we'll be talking about love.
And this is going to be our last podcast for this season. And so we have some exciting news that we are going to encourage people to stay tuned for the end of the message. And we encourage people to like and review, share on YouTube, rate us on Apple Podcasts, wherever you guys are listening from. We know tens of thousands are listening on YouTube and Apple. Just make sure that you subscribe and leave us a review and so that we can help spread the word across the world. Because it's about spreading the gospel and allowing people to feel the love through this podcast. So how's your week been, Gia?
Good.
Anything new and exciting?
No.
Okay. How's your first week of school?
Good.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
And so what are we going to talk about today?
Love.
Why love?
I don't know, because God put it on my heart to talk about it. And I do have some questions for you, so would you want to answer them?
Sure.
All right. Why is love so big in the Bible?
The Bible is God's breath, and God is love. And so we wouldn't know what love is without God. And so I think that's why it's such a huge thing with the Bible, is because God is love. And if we get in a relationship with God, we would know and fully understand what love is.
My second question is, where do you think love is on, like, a scale, like, of greatness in the Bible?
Well, considering it's the greatest command, is to love the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment next to the law of loving your neighbor as you love yourself. How do you feel love is? Why do you feel like it's important?
I feel like it's important because it can be such a big, like, thing for us and everything.
Do you feel like other people get love in other places?
It depends.
Where do you think youth turns for love?
Friends. I feel like.
Where else do they try to find love?
Social media.
And what about social media? What about, why would someone turn to love on social media?
Like followers and like likes and everything and like comments.
Okay. Where can adults turn for love?
I don't know, where do you think adults turn for love a lot?
I think people get a falsehood of love of money. They, just like kids do, they want attention, they want followers, they want social media, and they feel like that can fill a hole. And so that's where I think a lot of addictions come in, because they're trying to fill it like with drugs or food. Looking at people, with that lens of, well, if I just get more, I'll feel more loved, or if I have more followers, I'm loved. And so it's a false sense of what real love is. I do feel like that's been a huge issue in society, is that people are looking for, and I think it may be even a song, looking for love in all the wrong places. What can you tell our listeners about just how to dive into scripture? Like, where would you tell them to turn to about love?
I feel like 1 John, like, 3 and 4 have a lot of love in it. I feel like literally almost every verse, but not all of them, are, like, have love in them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a good place for it.
Yeah, and a great 1 Corinthians 13:4-8, it kind of gives you the definition of what love is. And it says, love is patient, love is kind, love does not envy or boast, is not arrogant or rude, it does not insist on its own way, it is not irritable, it is not resentful, it does not rejoice at wrongdoings, but rejoices with truth. Love bears all things, believes in all things, hopes in all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As the prophecies, they will pass. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, they will pass away. And so it kind of just encompasses everything that love is. Do you want to tell the listeners kind of what our verse is for fostering faith?
It is 1 John 4:19. We love because he loved first. I feel like because he loved us so much first that he created us, I feel like we should love him too.
And that he fills us up with so much love is that we get to pour out to other people. And we are so enriched with his grace and mercy. And because we are followers of Christ, what is that gift that he's given us?
He gave us a lot of gifts, but a gift from God is love.
And because of, you know, Christ died, and whenever you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you get a helper. And whenever you have the helper, what do you get?
The Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh. And what are the gifts of the Holy Spirit?
A lot.
What are they?
Is it the fruits of the Spirit?
Yeah. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control. What else? And so that being the first fruit of the Spirit, which was love, how do you feel like that's important? Why would he put that as the first fruit of the Spirit?
Because God is love and everything, and that's like a big thing.
Mm-hmm. And even in John 15:12, it says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Jesus just, he loved so well, and that's what we're supposed to try to emulate, is just to be more like Jesus, more Christ-like. And we have the opportunity every day that he gives us breath in our lungs. What are some of your favorite verses?
One of my favorite verses is 1 John 4:21, and he has given us this command, anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. That means like you shouldn't not love someone, like you always love them.
What happens if they're annoying?
Still have to love them. You don't have to be friends with them, but you still have to love them.
What happens if they hurt you?
Still have to love them like Jesus would.
Okay. What happens if you really don't want to? How can you love someone that you don't even like?
I feel like because we don't have to, we get to love someone. We got to be like born into and got the gift that we get to love like people and like get to feel these feelings. It's just, it's a blessing.
Mm-hmm. We get to have these feelings because God's given us breath in our lung and he's given us a chance to love that person. But I think too, whenever we think about someone that has irritated us or we're annoying and like, how can I forgive that person? And I think it's just kind of take that step back into look at God and look at everything that we've done to him and how we miss the mark every day and how we sin and we repent and we go back to that same sin and we repent, and he still loves us. He's never turned his back on us. We can never earn his love. And so looking at people through the lenses of how Christ looks at you and I, and we have missed the mark, and yet he still loves us. Who am I not to love someone or judge somebody? And so my job is just to be that reflection of Christ, and knowing he loves me in my messes. He loves me whenever I've lied. He's loved me whenever I have him completely off course, and yet he has still loved me. And so therefore I have to love that person.
Okay, one of my questions is, what is love to you?
It's a feeling of peace. It's a feeling of...
Just give us an example of what you love and why.
I mean, I love you. I love your dad. I love just the Lord above all else.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's really important for the listeners, is that we have to make sure that we love the Lord above all people, above our spouse, above our kids, because we have to put the Lord first. What are some things that you love?
I love God because that's my first priority. My second priority will be basketball. I love basketball so much. I feel like my family would be third, and my friend would be fourth, and then track would be fifth.
Okay.
And then my pets would be sixth.
Okay. What are some practical ways that people could just learn how to love God?
Reading the Bible, I feel like it's a good way to start. And, like, just studying it and, like, praying to him.
What happens if someone feels kind of overwhelmed with just opening up scripture and I don't know where to start? Where could someone start? Do they have to read for an hour a day? Do they have to read just one verse a day? Like, where could people start?
If you download the Bible app and you go into plans, there's like plans and you can look up love, and there's like a lot of plans that you can do for 7 days, 31 days, and it usually just takes up at least 20 or 30 minutes of your day. And like there's a video and everything, and that's how I do my Bible stuff, do a plan.
And you can invite friends mm-hmm. to do it. You can invite your parents to do it if they are believers. If not, just walking with that 10-15 minute conversation with the Lord every day. And I encourage you, just even in class, before your feet hit the floor in the morning, just give God thanks. And we thank him for that day. And just having those normal conversations, you don't have to be fancy. But just knowing that even if no one has ever said that they loved you, that you are loved, that you do have a Heavenly Father in heaven, and he loves you. He created you for a reason, and you are here today listening to this podcast for a reason. It's because you were loved. You're made for a purpose, and we have the opportunity to be able to spread that love of Christ through this podcast and spread it all over the world. And so we're just so thankful that we get this opportunity. What do you have to say for the listeners for this next coming up season? Are you excited about it?
Mm-hmm.
We have some special guests going to come on next season. And then also too, we have partnered with our favorite apparel store, Monroe Dean. They do custom apparels, and they are going to make some custom apparels for Fostering Faith. And so those will be available on our website, on YouTube. There'll be a storefront, and there'll be a link in this description. And so as we end our first season, we want to thank you again for listening and tune in, rate, review, help spread that word. I think that's how the podcast gets traction even more. And so, you know, reaching, you know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people each week, each month, each year, just to spread the gospel and the love of Christ is our goal. And so I think that we should pray. Do you want to end the season with prayer?
Yeah. Dear God, thank you for our day. Thank you for everything you've given us. I pray that you give us the opportunity to love people and that you love us, even though if we sin and we do anything. And if someone doesn't get love at home or anything like that, but you love them so much. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. And so thank you so much for tuning in to season 1. We will see you in season 2.
Bye.